What does the Bible really teach? Is this what God purposed? Read any newspaper. Look at television or listen to the radio. There are so many stories of crime, war, and terrorism. Think about your own troubles. Perhaps illness or the death of a loved one is causing you great distress. You may feel like the good man Job, who said that he was filled with dishonor and affliction. Job 10:15. Ask yourself, is this what God purposed for me and for the rest of mankind? Where can I find help to cope with my problems? Is there any hope that we will ever see peace on the earth? The Bible provides satisfying answers to these questions. The Bible teaches that God will bring about these changes on the earth. He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. Revelation 21:4. The lame will leap like the deer. Isaiah 35:6. The eyes of the blind will be opened. Isaiah 35:5. All those in the memorial tombs will come out. John 5:28-29. No resident will say, I am sick. Isaiah 33:24. There will be an abundance of grain on the earth. Psalm 72:16. Benefit from what the Bible teaches. Do not quickly dismiss what was previously presented as mere wishful thinking. God has promised to bring these things about, and the Bible explains how He will do so. But the Bible does more than that. It provides the key to your enjoying a truly satisfying life even now. Think for a moment about your own anxieties and troubles. They may include money matters, family problems, loss of health, or the death of a loved one. The Bible can help you to deal with problems today, and it can provide relief by answering such questions as these. Why do we suffer? How can we cope with life's anxieties? How can we make our family life happier? What happens to us when we die? Will we ever see our dead loved ones again? How can we be sure that God will fulfill His promises for the future? The fact that you are reading this book shows that you would like to find out what the Bible teaches. This book will help you. Notice that the paragraphs have corresponding questions at the bottom of the page. Millions have enjoyed using the question and answer method when discussing the Bible with Jehovah's Witnesses. We hope you will too. May you have God's blessing as you now enjoy the thrilling and satisfying experience of learning what the Bible really teaches. Get to know your Bible. There are 66 books and letters that make up the Bible. These are divided into chapters and verses for easy reference. When scriptures are cited in this publication, the first number after the name indicates the chapter of the Bible book or letter, and the next refers to the verse. For example, the citation 2 Timothy 3:16 means the second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. You will quickly become familiar with the Bible by looking up the scriptures cited in this publication. Also, why not start a program of daily Bible reading? By reading 3 to 5 chapters a day, you can read the entire Bible in a year.